what does a hacker really want, Charles, with just us? You know, we're not the Pentagon. We're just, you know, we're at home. Maybe we pay our bills over the internet and things like that. Do we really risk a hacker getting information on us?
There is some risk. The typical hacker will actually not necessarily utilize the capability of getting information off of your system, although if they find something of interest or worthwhile, they will certainly seek it out, such as credit cards, social security numbers, tax information, even name and address can be bad enough. The flip side of that is they like to make use of your machines. Hackers will establish control links into your machines, download software onto your machine to make use of it to send out either more spam bots or robots software that they like to utilize to try to take over systems. Spam bots are very popular these days. You can make a lot of money sending out spam, but you don't want to have it tracked back to you in particular.
Oh, I see.
So they'll take over your machine, turn it into their own slave, and actually make use of your accounts and your systems, and you may not even know it until somebody starts complaining, saying, look, you're sending out lots and lots of spam. And at that point, you need to go into your system and clean it up.
I saw a story a few months ago where some people now are actually putting in this false ATM system into an ATM, and then they hook up their own little camera so they can see you, you know, put your PIN number in. Is that real, or is that a hoax?
That's happened several times.
It is going on. Okay.
Yes, there are a number of different types of scams that run along in this fashion. I think the last one that was very well documented was down in the University of Texas. The hackers, or in this case, scam artists, actually erected a fake ATM, had people walk up to it. They would photograph them swiping their card and entering their PIN number. Of course, they would never get anything out of it. It would just come up and say that, I'm sorry, the system is down. You'll have to try again later
right.
at some point.
After they got your information, though, right?
Right. And, of course, you can easily purchase a card swiper, have it hooked up to your own software to peel the data down off of the magnetic stripe, which is your account info, your expiration info. And as long as they get your PIN number, they've got it made. And generally what they will do is they'll set up with a long-range camera, usually from a covert location, an apartment or a building facing down where they just can't miss, and watch you key in your PIN number.
Oh, my gosh. And now, what do they do about the ATM card? Do you need that? Do they make those up later?
They can either make them up later, or they can just utilize the data straight up and virtually key it in to get a credit card processor to operate. There are two ways of operating a credit card or ATM card. One is by utilizing the magnetic stripe. Another way is to actually key in the appropriate information. They call that manual operation. And again, a credit card processor is just going to recognize it as a valid card as long as they've got your PIN number. One of the other ones actually recorded your PIN number. As you entered it, it would record it along with your card data onto their hard drive. And they just come back later and dump off the data. They have a bunch of credit cards or debit cards and the PIN numbers to go with it, and they're on their way.
So I guess the best advice here, Charles, monitor your accounts, check the internet, and just keep an eye on your own personal business.
Keep a very close eye on your account. If you see anything suspicious, report it immediately. Do not, under any circumstances, respond to an email that says, I need your credit card, or a debit card with the PIN number, and the bank is saying that there's something wrong with your account. If you need to talk to your bank about your account, pick up the telephone, call your bank. Don't worry too much about the telephone security. The NSA has got plenty of credit cards. They've got access to all your U.S. tax dollars, so they could care less about your money. the flip side to that is a hacker who just loves to send out these little spam emails, which says, oh, we have a problem with your account, and we need you to send us your account information so we can do a verification or go to this specific website
Do
a verification. Now, I've signed on before to banking accounts which have secured internet encryption. Once again, those are legitimate accounts. Only use those. Use them sparingly. Very rarely do I use my credit card over the internet. I would generally recommend if you see an 800 toll-free number, pick up the phone, call up the merchant, say, this is what I want, and give them that information in that fashion because, again, hackers just love sitting back there with these little easy spam bots. This is where, again, we were talking about bots.
Yeah.
There is the phishing as well as keyboard loggers. These are spy bots. Essentially, a hacker will set up his own computer that will search out computers with security weakness. He will just sit back and relax while his computer automatically finds as many computers as possible and downloads its own little special watch program. And when you sit down and key in your credit card information, it will alert Master with your credit card information. You may be actually going to a legitimate site, buying a legitimate item with a legitimate card, but someone else might be watching that transaction in its entirety.
That's amazing. That technology is getting too good, Charles.
Well, it's always been a fight, offensive and defensive. The defensive guys haven't had a lot of chance until recent years when we started switching to encrypted packages. And that has finally given us actually the edge over the offensive attackers. The flip side of that is that if somebody installs a piece of software to log the information on your computer, it doesn't matter how good your encryption is, it's logging the information right there as you're keying it. And again, that's where your antivirus and anti-spy bot software comes into play, Norton and McAfee being the two big leaders. I always recommend to anyone who's touring the net, get yourself an antivirus package, get yourself a firewall. That way you can see anything that's running on your system and you can prevent anything from attacking your system. And the reason why I recommend both those kinds of packages is simply the antivirus package will cure what ails you. A firewall will tell you when something is trying to communicate with the net. And if you don't want it to talk to the net, you can say, no, I don't want it to talk. You may have if someone actually downloads a spy bot on your system and the firewall catches it saying, okay, this thing is trying to talk out, you can say no, and that spy bot may still be there, but it can't talk to Master. It's just as good as if it never was installed.